B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Just following on the question about Steph and the attendance. What do you mean there was some weather? Did weather prevent people from coming to this? And given that it's mandatory, are these going to be excused by the team?
Yeah, well, just the travel arrangements over the weekend. Not sure exactly, you know, how all of it worked out. We're close on a couple guys this morning, but we'll catch up on that after we get done here and see where we're at.
All right. So it's not a big deal. I mean, so you understand how the operation works. We don't see people out there in mandatory minicamp. Are you saying let's not go over the barricades here? It's not that big a deal, in other words.
No, I'm saying today's the first day. They just got in here a little while ago. I'm not sure if everybody is here. We didn't take attendance at the meeting, but we'll find out, who's here and who isn't soon enough.
All right. Thank you.
That includes the players that were here last week and the players that weren't here last week and everything else.
When we look at this, I think Bill saying that is an indication that he doesn't really feel like ratcheting things up at the moment. He understands what Steph's gripe is, but he's coming off a torn quad that cost him the last five games of the season. He had surgery. Before he gets any kind of a bump, and he did get a bump last year, he's going to need to show up and show that he can run on it. And if he wants an extension, he's definitely going to need to show up and show that. He wants to be here is my definitive understanding. Stephon Gilmore does not want to leave the Patriots. So I would call it, can we say impasse instead of loggerhead?
So I think it's a loggerhead, especially yesterday. So that's Tommy Kern, final hour, Felger Maz. Tommy Kern at minicamp a couple weeks ago. Asking Bill. I mean, talk about a different approach from Bill. Stephon Gilmore holds out, publicly holds out. And when he's asked about it on day one of minicamp, Bill says, I don't know, we haven't even taken attendance yet. We just sort of walked through there, and we didn't take attendance. So I just got in a little while ago. I'm not really sure who's there, who's not. Like, totally covering for Steph Gilmore on day one. And Kern says at the time, and then I think it was from a Rich Eisen podcast the next day, and that's Tom Kern saying, well, that's Bill not wanting to ratchet up because things are copacetic between them right now. They don't have a contract, but they're not going to make it worse, and Bill's going to play this a certain way because he wants the player and they're going to get it done. And it's not nuclear yet, paraphrasing. Well, I think yesterday it got closer to nuclear when simply Stephon Gilmore just tweeted out a list of the top 10 paid corners in the NFL with the words, oh, okay. And that tells me that sort of ramps it up, because if things were good, they were headed towards a contract extension and it was just a matter of time, and they were all okay with each other, Stephon Gilmore would not tweet that out and jeopardize the current state of the positive negotiations. He wouldn't do that. He's smart enough to know not to. If you're going to get an agreement, don't upset the apple cart and don't poke the bear. He wouldn't have done it. The fact that he's willing to poke the bear tells you they're not close. They are not close, and we got a situation on our hands with Steph Gilmore.
Well, I think there's absolutely a situation. And again, I'm not telling you that I think it's like a nuclear war yet, but I do think that...
Well, I think we're at DEFCON 4.
Okay, so the only reason I say it's not... Earlier you asked me on 1 to 10, what is it? I think I said a 7. Okay, and I sort of leave it there because you've still got time. Training camp doesn't open for another 4 weeks, 3.5 weeks, whatever it is. Murray, did you say 4 weeks from today?
Yeah.
Okay, so 4 weeks. So, I think that a lot can change in those 4 weeks. All it takes is one phone call a week before camp opens where you say, okay, we want you in here, so let's get this done. And then you get it done. But I don't think it's nothing. I don't think it's just, oh, we're waiting to see how it goes. We have a deal in place. We'll hammer it out and he'll be in camp. I don't believe that either. There's something there. I think there absolutely is a disagreement over his value, the contract. And I think the Patriots probably rightfully so on this point, because I didn't touch on this earlier, the injury. I think the Patriots are saying we want to see you first.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
That is totally fair. Like, that one is, okay, you had quad surgery. Let's see what you look like. And then we'll talk contract. So, you know, my belief is that if there is any quote-unquote working agreement, it relates to him being able to show he's healthy before they talk contract. That's the only thing I will accept.
I just think the Patriots misplayed the thing. Right now, in a vacuum, I think they're more in the right than the wrong. Because Stephon Gilmore is going to be 31. He's going into his third contract. And at 31, going into your third contract, coming off a quad surgery and a year in which he came in late and wasn't very good and then got hurt again.
He's not going to be getting better.
That's not the time to get paid. If he's expected to get his ass paid, capital P, that's ridiculous.
No, I mean, again,
I'll finish quickly. So I'm with the team sort of in that vacuum, in that little just narrow scope of it. I also think, however, they misplayed it. Like, giving him that raise last year was on that. They should have let him sit out all year last year. Last year was a transitional year, and they kind of knew it in their heart of hearts. Bill admitted it as soon as they started losing games, that, you know, the kind of spot they were in financially. So why did you give into him last year for a season that wasn't going to amount to anything? If anything, you give it to him this year when you've reloaded and you're back in it. You didn't need him last year, yet you got him back last year. You overpaid him last year. Now you're right back in the exact same spot you were. And you actually need him. You painted yourself into a corner. I think they misplayed the thing, frankly. Yes, Murray.
Yeah, just given the investment that they made in the offseason, like, it does feel like they need him. You know, like, you need a number one cornerback. But I don't think that he should be top five, even top 10. Like, I think he's crazy at this point in his career, given his age and given that injury. He's deserving of a bump, but, like, more than 10 or 10 plus a year? That's crazy to me. And also, just quickly, you know, I said I think the cornerback is, like, the quarterback of the defense in terms of the prestige, the money they get. But Belichick's kind of moving away from the standard model of investing most of your money on offense and the quarterback, and now he might be thinking of doing the same thing when it comes to quarterback. He refused to pay Brady. I don't think he's going to pay Gilmore big money.
He's worth more than $7 million, though. He's worth
eight
more.
Eight and a half? Nine? Okay,
no, he's worth more than that. When we had this discussion, you know, a month ago, whenever it was, when minicamp was going on, I think we said the number, give him another five, put him in the $12 million range, and you're good to go. Like, it should. It's not. I don't think he's looking to double his salary. And if he's looking to get a whole new contract, well, forget it. That's unrealistic.
Right.
Okay, that's unrealistic. So, but if it's a bump again, like, look, sweeten the offer a little bit, throw in another $5 million, fine. Like, to me, that is one that they should be willing to do. But just quickly, you said, why would they give him the money last year? And you know what the answer to that is? Because Bill was vain enough to think that he could go 10-6 or 11-5 with no quarterback.
I happen to agree with him, so we were wrong.
Okay, so again, but there was Bill's ego at work is the point. You know, Bill on the one hand wanted to pay certain guys, pay two guards $24 million or whatever the number was, pay Stephon Gilmore an extra five, and then go on Charlie Weiss's show a little bit later and say, well, you know, this whole year was really going to be a cluster.
I just think he butchered it.
Of course he butchered it. He butchered the quarterback position is what he did. He butchered the whole roster, really. But that aside, like, he was arrogant and vain enough to think he was going to win in spite of it.
But, I mean, especially the thing about, I mean, what did you expect now coming this year? After you gave him the bump last year, now you reduce his salary even further this year because of it. Because you just borrowed from this year. It was an advance is what it was. You had to know you'd be right back in the exact same spot. And Gilmore wasn't going to be asking for any less. So, I mean, like, what did you think was going to happen and how this was going to play out? They should have traded him last year is what they should have done. They should have traded him. And it appears they sort of, and there were rumors that they were looking to move him. But my sense is they got greedy on the ask. They got greedy on the compensation because guys like Jalen Ramsey and Jamal Adams, two defensive backs who got traded, got multiple first-round picks. And maybe the Pats were holding out for that. Even a single first-round pick. At Gilmore's age, and I'm sorry, Gilmore does not have, even if he was Defensive Player of the Year, Jalen Ramsey's a star. Like, you know, you weren't going to get the same for him. And he's younger to boot, right? Isn't he much younger?
Yeah.
I think Ramsey was going into his second contract, not his third. There's a big difference. So they should have taken what they could have gotten from Stephon Gilmore last year and had more money to boot this year and another draft pick and all of that. And so now they're right back where they started from a player. Now they actually need. If they trade him now, you're going to get pennies on the dollar because whoever trades for him has got to give him a new contract. And that would have been the case last year, too. So either way, I think they've mismanaged the situation.
Oh, they totally mismanaged it. And the part about trading him last year, to me, they absolutely should have done. I don't understand how they can get dig in and be stubborn about what they're going to get for him and then not want to pay him the next year. Those two things don't jibe.
There's your Stephon Gilmore reset. Your calls the whole rest of the way at 617-779-0985. Couple open lines if you want to jump on with us. Johnny and Melrose. Johnny on Brady. Go ahead, John.
How's it going? I've been listening to talk shows since 6 o'clock. Every day, 6 till I go to bed, off and on, I put them on. A bunch of people have actually already confirmed that Brady has eaten at Subway and didn't get healthy until he met Guerrero and in his first NHL starts and his college and even when he was a kid. So I went online and I was going to punch in Tom Brady Subway meatball sub, and I got as far as Tom Brady meatball, and articles came up saying Tom Brady has been confirmed to eat at Subway.
Yes, so thank you for the call. I've got emails on this, too. I was just reading from the Sports Journal story. I have no effing clue whether he's eaten or been at the restaurant or not. How could I possibly know that? I was reading a story, okay?
Now, you did golf with him that one time.
Yeah, I did, but the subject of Subway did not come up.
I don't know. You guys were, mixing chia seeds into your bed.
I know. That was back when I was not healthy. For example, Frank writes in, J.C. Felger, I know you guys ignore facts to suit your agenda, but Jones today, Adam Jones, played Brady audio from a Dax Shepard podcast. And again, I apologize. I don't know who Dax Shepard is.
It's some actor.
Never mind. Listen to the podcast. But either way, he played audio from this effing podcast acknowledging he's had Subway before. There is audio of Brady saying he had Subway in college, Felger.
Okay, and how long ago was that?
Whatever.
No, so this is my point. These are people now defending Brady. Oh, he's been in Subway.
Yeah.
Yeah, 25 years ago.
How about this one? This is a better one. Okay, and again, I'd like to separate myself from this because I didn't do this, but Felger writes, Tim, for you and Maz or Maury to sit there and rag on anyone anywhere for endorsing a product of any kind is patently absurd and maddeningly hypocritical. All day, every day, all the three of you do is get paid to hawk products of all shapes and sizes that you almost certainly don't use. You pitch fast food chains daily, but say you don't eat carbs and drink organic butter coffee. You pitch golf lessons, but claim not to have set foot on a golf course in years. There are many more examples for all three of you. I love the show and 90% of your takes, but this ripping on Brady for endorsing the Subway product is so hypocritical, I want to vomit. Maz, your thoughts?
Okay, first of all,
I didn't get on him for this.
Me either.
I did. Yeah, I did. And I know you'll find this shocking. I genuinely try to use all the products I endorse.
Me too. Try.
And I am open for business to anyone.
And when I say same. I try, I would say in the large majority of cases, I do use them. So, first of all, to the emailer, the examples he cited were you, not me. He didn't talk about, I do admit that I go to Dunkin' Donuts. I do go to Core Golf, even though I don't endorse them. I do have a Reed's Ferry Shed. I have an Aaron's Ride on Zero Turn Mower. What else do you want to know? Window Nation came out to my rental property, and we did work on the windows. What else?
Chat me up about your cable service.
Xfinity.
Oh, you fiddle around with that remote all day long. I know
it. I have it. I have it. So again, go pound sand. Okay. The other thing is, I don't sit here and tell you how great Verizon is and then use Xfinity, which is what Brady's doing with these, telling you how great his diet and his food habits are and then sells you Subway. Like that, so I'm not sitting here telling you one thing and selling and eating something else.
And again, just to reiterate, if you would like me to say nice things about whatever company it is, I am open for business.
I, on the other hand, try to use everything I endorse, but if it happens to sit there in a box next to my door for like 18 months at a time, that might happen too. However, I don't tell you that I use it when I don't. And I'm not criticizing Brady for endorsing something he doesn't eat.
Chat me up about how you're about to use the sun.
I also...
That is happening. Oh, I cannot wait for my solar array from Devlin Solar. That's legit. They're coming.
I also don't have a net worth of $500 million like Brady does and then take on Subway after trying to shove chia seeds and avocado ice cream up your nose the last 10 years.
What fast food chains do I sell you on? Do we do a fast food? Do I do a fast food?
Not really. I think he's probably talking about Dunkin', which isn't really fast food.
And I try to not eat carbs. And I try to drink my bulletproof coffee. Do you think I do that every day? What are you, freaking nuts? I'm not that bad. And I've started to play golf again. So suck it.
You have?
I've been to CORE. I've come out of retirement. And let me tell you something, Maz. My swing? Butter. Speaking about butter coffee, butter coffee is my swing. It's still there.
I don't doubt that.
Oh, my God.
No, you could always play. You're just a little bit of a mental case.
Freaking natural. It's true. And a lot of the mental, the crap is sort of, it took 6 years in retirement, but a lot of it's gone.
It'll come back.
Either way. So, yes, but I'm not getting on Brady for endorsing something he doesn't eat. That's not it. I'm not getting on Brady for any of that. I'm getting on, you know what I'm getting on is people who think he doesn't care about money. Gasper to come in here and say he doesn't care about the contract or care about money. Like, that's embarrassing. The man loves money. The man wants to be filthy, effing rich, and he's not almost. It's gotten shameless. He is shameless about it.
Yes.
He will sell you phony powder to protect you in the middle of a pandemic. He will sell a youth football player water that he claims can help prevent concussions. He has no moral compass when it comes to his desire to be rich and beyond his wildest dreams, and he gave up that ghost a long time ago. That's something I will, rip him for.
That's all I said, is that the Subway thing was a shameless deal on his part. Shameless.
But endorsing something you don't use, that's not, you can't say
no,
you use
it. That's not entirely shameless.
If Brady doesn't eat Subway and doesn't claim to eat Subway, he can still endorse it as a brand.
Right. Yeah, get that money and spite Bill.
I wouldn't touch it, but it's good for the common folk like you. That's what his message is.
So?
I'm just saying, because he's not a common folk. He's above it all. He's not, I'm not going to eat Subway because I'm Tom Brady. But you, the average man, who is a lesser being than I am, you should go have yourself a nice Subway sandwich.
Anyway, speaking of that solar array I'm about to get.
Boston's home for sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger and Maz.
One big kindergarten classroom.
Really is. Just slinging poo at each other.
Daycare for grown-ups.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Robert. It seems like one potential remaining order of business this offseason would be Stephon Gilmore and his contract. Do you have any read on how those conversations may be going or how they may set up in the future? And do you have optimism that you can, figure something out to keep him in town?
Look, we're lucky to have Stephon Gilmore. He's a tremendous player for us, a great person. I personally had the opportunity to go to the Holy Land with he and his bride. And, he's just so gifted, and he's under contract for us, with us, and we'll see what happens.
Robert Kraft during his media availability a couple months ago. Continue with your thoughts on this and everything else. Cole in Reading on the Gilmore situation. Hi, Cole.
How's it going? So I just wanted to talk about the comparison between Stephon Gilmore and Aqib Talib. In terms of long career, obviously Aqib Talib probably is a better player, but in terms of against the for the New England Patriots, Gilmore has played here double the years. He's been to two Super Bowls compared to zero. He won the game, and I know you guys like to talk about how Gilmore had an easy, fair catch, but don't want to talk about Asante Samuel dropping the ball in 07, but say he's better. But regardless of that, I just want to say that he's better than Talib, and he didn't get hurt in the AFC Championship game. He actually made the play to win the game against the Jaguars, so I'll hang up and let you talk.
Okay, that was a much better play than that Super Bowl interception. That Super Bowl interception was a can of corn.
Yeah, that knockdown, it was fourth down, whatever it was. That was a great play.
That was a great play.
He was good that year.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he is. He was good that year.
But I think you have it reversed. See, I think Gilmore has had a much better and longer, I don't know if much is the right word, but I think he's had a longer, more consistent career than Aqib Talib. I thought at Aqib Talib's height, I liked him better. Maybe I just liked him better. He's a funner player, and not just his interviews were fabulous, but I just sort of liked, he was a badass.
Yeah, there was some dirt to his game.
Physical tone setter, you know, flashier. I don't know. I'm just telling you, I think Stephon Gilmore is good, but I don't think he's any, you know, I'd take Ty Law over him. I'd take Darrell Revis over him. I think I'd take Aqib Talib over him, but again, Talib wasn't nearly as consistent, so maybe not. Asante Samuel, Malcolm Butler. I mean, he's in that range, but he's not any more special than those guys. And none of those, Bill didn't roll out the red contract carpet for any of those guys. So get in line. That's what I would say.
Yeah, Talib had attitude. That was fun about him.
Great attitude.
The only time I can really remember him getting put in his place with Steve Smith. Remember that? Ice up some?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Talib left the game on like a hamstring thing or something. He couldn't finish. But other than that, I thought he was a badass when he was here.
Tom and Quincy. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I heard a little bit of your conversation about the Sox a little bit ago, and I'm as shocked as you guys about the 100-win pace. With the bullpen being in, I think you said the top five. Let's not forget that they moved on from Austin Bryce and Colton Brewer. And I think any time that you can rid a 36 ERA off your bullpen and a 6.97 ERA off your bullpen, those numbers are going to show up, and they're going to show up in a big way. And the fact that the guys that they're rolling out now simply don't blow as bad as the rest of them that they've had come through here in the past few years. And the absolute turnaround that Josh Taylor has pulled from after the first opening weekend, where I called and said him and, you know, Gary Richards got to hit the bricks. The guy's turned a total corner, and him and Bonds have become the best bullpen in Major League Baseball almost at this point. So the wins are coming because guys like Hunter Renfroe came out of nowhere this past month, who sucked prior. When you add a guy like that into that thick of the middle in the middle of the order, and you extend that lineup like that, you can't pitch to any of those guys.
Okay, I just think it's also, like, singularly, none of these players were much good before, and it wouldn't surprise me if they're not much good after.
There's
something about the way it's come together.
Taylor pitched well, but I thought it was a flash. I didn't think he could replicate it. He's been out of this world good. Ottavino has been good in the past, but he sucked last season. And so I thought he was a good gamble. I still don't love him. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he's still a little too erratic for my liking. I like strike throwers late in the game. He's not. Okay, so that does still worry me. Barnes has been great. Like, look, at the end of the day, Bloom probably caught some lightning in a bottle with some of these guys. Like, I like the profile of Renfroe, and when I say that, I mean, he's not just a launch angle guy. He's a guy that can play some defense. He runs pretty well. You know, he's changed his approach at the plate, which I think is part of the reason he's been successful. So he feels like a ball player to me, not just a stiff. So Bloom's hot. He's had a hot year. I mean, so just ride it now. Keep going.
All right, an update, then a final segment of your calls. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Mass.
They've been incredibly consistent.
The only thing that's consistent is their inconsistency.
I don't think that's inconsistent.
Yeah, which is exactly what Murray said.
Am I misinterpreting it?
No.
Now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm wondering, relative to Steph Gilmore, his not being here, not to get into the whole situation, but do you know where he is? Have you seen him so that you have a working knowledge of how he's come back from his quad surgery?
Yeah, I think, again, I'll keep the conversations between myself and the player private, and certainly not going to get into injury reports now. It's a little late for that, Tom.
All right. Is there another way for me to come at this thing? You've been down this road dozens and dozens of times over the years, so not speaking specifically on him. It's a process. It's not – what level of crisis would you put this at? I'm saying it's about a 1.8 right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really do levels.
You should. It makes things so much easier.
More. Everybody wants a number.
Everybody wants a number. All right, well, took a run at it. See ya.
Probably a little higher than a 1.8 right now with Stephon Gilmore. Final segment of your calls. As promised, Laura's in Linfield. She's been holding patiently on the Brady story. Hi, Laura.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
So listen, I don't care if Brady ever steps foot in the subway. I mean, I don't think Peyton's going to like Papa John's on Fridays with his family either. My thing is, don't you think it's, besides the money, obviously, I think it's more of a PR thing for him. He was always criticized for like the Aston Martin or maybe the Rolex, whatever one it was. And Peyton was always considered more relatable to people. I mean, Brady actually cares what people think about him. And most of the country still calls him a cheater. As much as he's the GOAT, as much as he wants his legacy to be that, if you're not New England or now Tampa, I honestly look at that as more of just a play to like try and, I don't know, maybe pull people in more, because he does actually, he's insecure on what people think about him. It's been in the dynasty, and he's vocally said that. So that's all I have.
Okay, Laura, thank you. I think it's a play to just make more money.
Yes, that's it. Plain and simple.
And how do you do that? You open yourself up to different areas and places and people that probably think that you are some sort of uppity a-hole.
Well, you're right. Yeah, you appeal to the most people.
Yeah.
So you start to endorse more products that the masses would consume, like Doritos and Subway and whatever, everything else that he's doing. So, right, like it used to just be Aston Martin. I mean, people buy Aston Martin, you know, right, and those expensive watches, and it was a couple things, Uggs. It's a little more broad, but now it's like, no, I'm telling you, man, he wants to take over the world.
Oh, yeah, no. What he realized is that poor people or the common folk have money, too.
That's a smart play, though. You go for the groups that typically wouldn't like you, like, hi, I'm Jim Murray for Schwinn Bicycles. You know, after work every night, my wife Jasmine and I, we really like to go for a bike ride. Or, hi, I'm Jim Murray for Beyond Meat. You know, gang, we all know eating real meat, so detrimental to our precious environment. And it's one of the reasons I've switched to Beyond Meat. Yep, no more beef for the kid here. Beyond Meat. Just pure vegan burgers from now on. Huh? Open for business, guys.
So, Murray, if I were you, see, what I would have done is something more along the lines of, hey, it's Murray for Schwinn Bicycles. And when I need to go to the weed store, I ride my bike.
Here's Chris in Hartford on the WIC interview. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. I thought you guys, three of you, did a very good job with WIC yesterday. There was one thing, though, when you guys spent a lot of time on it, why didn't we talk about Danny Ainge's comments regarding the common NBA player and their opinions? That is really like the biggest thing why Ainge walked out the door if there was pressure. Thanks.
Okay. I mean, the comments were, I think, 3 years old.
Right.
They were sort of dug up. So, you know, Wick had a hard enough time going back a month in time, never mind 3 years in time. Yeah, I don't think he would have played ball on that any more than he played ball with what happened last month.
It's only a matter of time before the next time we try to get him on, he says, no, thanks.
No, Stu, the next time we call up Wick, how do you think that's going to go?
It definitely had a Cam Neely feel to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. You know what? In all honesty, I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to come on with us either. I'd hate us like poison. I'm not joking.
No, I hate us like poison, and we're us. Nick in Boston. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, I got a cool question for you guys. I said this to the gentleman who were closing the show on Monday night, too. But if you guys could somehow this offseason get Lonzo Ball or trade for him, would you do it? And would you start him over Marcus Smart, because Marcus has the chemistry that Lonzo doesn't with the team?
Okay, so
I'm a yes and yes, but I know Jimmy will shout it down because they can't do it because of the stupid money. But if possible, we don't have to write it down on a napkin. I would absolutely do that.
He's a better fit.
Yeah.
Offensively,
is
anyway.
Is he pure facilitation?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, he's a passer. Lonzo's a passer.
Do you still have that stupid shot where it starts at like 4 o'clock and ends up over here?
Probably. I mean, I can't speak to his mechanics, but the efficiency numbers have gone up. He makes them more often now.
Does he take them is what we're sort of talking about.
So I don't think he should. No, he's a pass first player. I mean, he's a point guard. Like, he's a facilitator. You'd love him.
Oh, yeah. It's right in my alley.
So, now, look, I can't speak to the defense, but he's taller than Marcus. So I don't know how tough he is. Like, if you ask me which one I'd rather have, I'd rather have Lonzo Ball.
It just feels to me like you should be able to find that pass-first point guard.
Sure.
Like, those guys don't get paid, right? They're not scorers. Like, I don't know. It shouldn't be that hard of a commodity. And neither should Marcus Smart's skill set. Roll around on the ground and act tough. Like, I don't know. Like, you should be able to duplicate that.
Like, Lonzo Ball this year shot 38% from three-point land and 78% from the line.
Huh.
The year before, he shot 56% from the line. Now he's up to 78. That's pretty good. Man, it's a big improvement.
Rocco in East Somerville. Hi, Rocco.
Hey, GQ. How you doing,
good,
man?
Good, man.
Listen, I want to talk about Bill Belichick real quick, but listen. Mike, I heard you never watched the movie Friday. Is that true?
I've never even heard of it, to be honest with you.
All right, listen, we're going to fix that. Later on, you're going to come over to Pirate Ship, and we're going to have a movie night. We're going to put on Friday, and then after that, we're going to watch Brokeback Mountain, open a nice bottle of white wine, and then later, you and I, we can fire each other's cannons.
I'm in.
All right.
Well, what did he say? We can what?
I just passed on it. Just go.
Fire each other's cannons. And then after, okay, listen, Bill Belichick, last year, right? Didn't he give all his money to his players, you know, Chung, the McCourties, and Matthew Slater, and even, I think, Hightower, right? So what are you doing? You're giving all this money to all these, you know, bum players, in my opinion, instead of Tom Brady? I'm happy Brady, you know, basically left a big yellow stain on Bill Belichick's legacy. He basically gave him a golden shower, Mike.
Okay, Rocco, thanks for the
wow
interesting call. What is effed up is that they thought Brady was going to come back on their contract offer. And that he'd stay for a final year. And when he said no, they took Brady's money and gave it to the guard. That's what happened.
Yes, it is.
That's what happened.
The guard didn't even know it was coming until it came.
The guard. So they had the Brady money. The money that went to Joe Tooney was earmarked for the greatest player in the history of the sport. Like, how gross is that?
No, it's disgusting.
Well, no, it is disgusting. It tells you how much Belichick loves Tooney. It's one or the other.
I mean, like, come on. I mean, yes. Rocco's got a point.
Yes.
Rocco's got a point. Never mind Joe Tooney, but again, in a previous incarnation, Hightower would not be here at his current money. All the hush money you paid Pat Chung over the years, all the hush money you paid Devin McCourty and his brother just to keep peace in the locker room. A little less of that if you just saved it and gave it to Brady? Like, I don't know.
I mean, that is one of those moves. Like, you know, you have a budget that you get from your boss, and now you realize you're not going to use it all. So you have, like, $25,000 left on the last night, and you're like, we're going out for drinks. You're like one of those people that orders a $5,000 bottle of champagne at some bar.
We'll give it
just to blow it.
Yeah. Brady, Tooney. We'll give it to one of those guys. What's the diff? We'll have the guard at least.
But we got to use it to keep it on the books.
Tony in Boston. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Hey, so I had a question about the Sox. So I'm a big sports capper. I know we're up 2-0 in the series right now. How do you guys feel about going into tonight?
If you're a big sports capper, is that what you said? Why are you asking us?
Right.
Yeah, I just want your guys' opinion.
Why are you gambling?
I don't think they're going to win tonight. I'm going to the game, but I want your guys' opinion. How do you feel?
Okay, who's starting tonight? It's Martin Perez night, isn't it?
It's Perez day. And Miner's ERA is 5.12. So I'll tell you what I like about the Red Sox tonight.
Here's the thing. I just say the pitching form and how you would handicap baseball used to be almost exclusively on the starting pitcher. Right, remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they still do that? Do they still have the pitching form every day?
Oh, yeah.
With the odds next to the starting pitcher?
Oh, that I don't know, but I mean, they get the matchups every day.
That is antiquated, man.
Yeah.
The only guy only goes two turns through the lineup, and you're lucky if he gets through the fifth. It's not about the starting pitcher anymore, which is why the Red Sox can be good, because their starting pitching blows.
So I'll tell you what concerns me about tonight's game if you're a Red Sox fan. That they've used up their bullpen the last couple of nights, and if they're in a situation where they have to close this sucker out tonight, who's going to do it? Because I'm willing to bet that Ottavino gets the night off, Barnes gets the night off, so you're going to need other guys to jump in there and pitch. But the Royals suck so bad, and they're throwing a lefty, and you have a right-handed heavy lineup at Fenway Park in 95-degree temperature.
My point is, I don't think you can handicap the starters anymore.
No, Perez, you can't.
Perez has pitched at least five innings just once, though, in his past four outings, but he did hold the Royals to one run on June 19th.
Okay, just to show you that I've become a bigger man and a finer, a nicer, kinder human being, I would say roll with it. Because, again, the horseshoe has been spider-tacked up their ass. It is stuck so far in there and so forcefully, it ain't coming out.
We've been trying to wrest it out of there for days. It's stuck.
Ride the spider-tack horseshoe. Ride it.
Adam in Nashville on Brady's Subway endorsement. Hi, Adam.
Yeah, nothing to do with Brady, but I love the notion that you guys can say we try to use our sponsors' stuff. And Baseball Maz can say, I don't know why the Red Sox are winning. You still have sponsors? Maz still has the Baseball Hour? Good job. You nailed it.
Okay. I don't get it.
It's a little bit of a stretch. That's part, a little bit of a stretch. You can say, let me workshop it for you. You're saying Brady, who would never eat Subway, is endorsing Subway. Hypocritical. You do an hour of baseball talk every night, yet when you're asked, how are the Red Sox doing this, you'll say, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I get it.
So it's sort of akin to that.
Yeah, it's not really, though. It's different.
why is it?
Well, because I'm giving you my opinion on the state of the team. But the endorsement for the products, I generally use the products. Well,
what he's trying to say is Brady's a fraud and you're a fraud, man.
Let's see how Brady parses it.
I am what I am.
Can he endorse Subway without actually saying he eats the product or samples the product? Or it's not a, I love it, you'll love it too sort of thing. It's more of a...
Yeah, very simple. You explain just something new on their menu. You don't actually say like, my wife and I have had it. You just say like, hey, these new guacamole wraps that they have at Subway. Or if it's a classic that
they look
crave,
really good on the posters when I'm driving by.
You just explain,
like, is that it?
You explain a bit about the product, but you never actually say that you've had it.
Yeah.
Again, hashtag open for business.
No, I love Subway. I love the colors of the logo. I love that. I'm a big Subway fan.
Okay, coming up is a product that I definitely have sitting back home, and I'm going to have one right when I get there. Hit it.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio, crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final word has been brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody. Nope.
Well, another show and another butchered pronunciation by old Felger. Today it was not a player in any league. No, it was a longtime news agency that's been around.
Yeah. The big old dog here is a guy that will, like, hate email me during the show, like email after email after email. So he did follow that up and said, hey, every guy wants a payday before the divorce to pay his ex-wife. You can't be that stupid. And then he sends me a link. This is what men do during divorce. And it's a link to a Reuters story that says...
Reuters.
Well, what did I say?
Reuters.
What is it?
Reuters.
Reuters.
It's not Roto-Rooter.
Yeah, it's Roto-Rooter. Clean your pipes.
From Reuters.
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 Like Roy. Reuters. Reuters.
Reuters.
Yeah, Reuters.
It's amazing. There's a new word every day. It really is. It's a new word every day.
It's horrible.
Yeah, my drain's clogged. I got to call Reuters.
Yes, the agency established in London in 1851 by German-born Paul Reuter. Not Paul. Yeah, Paul Reuter. Get over here and give me the news.
Yeah, Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain.
Oh, you remember that.
Hell yeah, it was a great jingle.
Well, speaking of jingles and endorsements, a lot of talk of commercials and endorsements today, what with the Brady Subway deal. And with that, why don't we revisit the greatest endorsement read in the history of broadcast radio.
This is great. All right, it's Felger here for MyPillow. A couple things about MyPillow. You may have heard this elsewhere. MyPillow was just downgraded by the Better Business Bureau. They were given an F. They were given an F by the Better Business Bureau because they did not like the way they were promoting and the offers given for MyPillow, which we have been telling you about for months, which is still on the table. Like, for example, in my read right here, it says that the current offer that we've been offering you has been extended into the new year. So take advantage now while you still have time. And the Better Business Bureau looked at that and said, well, you know, that's not fair because you're telling them it's a limited time offer when it's not. So they downgraded them from an A range to an F. So that is why MyPillow was downgraded. They're not downgraded for their actual pillow, which remains the same. Now, let me tell you about the pillow. Some people love this thing. Some people hate it, which is why I was sort of reluctant to keep doing the reads between the BBB thing and the pillow. I was reluctant to keep doing it, but they said just tell the truth about how you feel about the pillow. So here's how I feel about the pillow. Some people love it. Some people really don't. My father loves it. A lawyer that I work with loves it. Other people, not so much. They're like, Felger, why'd you tell me about that pillow? So they used to say this about the Grateful Dead. Some people like licorice. They used to say this, that when it comes to the dead, it's like licorice. Not many people like licorice, but people who like licorice really like licorice. Does that make sense? So maybe my pillow is like licorice. If you like it, you love it, but you may not like it. Okay. So those are the two things that I got to tell you about my pillow. Here's the deal. It's still a great deal. It's such a great deal. The government hates it. It's such a great deal. The Better Business Bureau gave my pillow an F. This deal is so good and it's still on the table. It's unbelievable. They tell them to take it off the table, but they won't, which is why they gave them an F. Here's the offer. Buy one premium MyPillow, and you'll get a second premium MyPillow for free, plus two go-anywhere pillows. So that's four pillows for the price of one, or buy one, get three free. The government hates that offer. And maybe you'll hate the pillow. Maybe you'll love it. I don't know. But if you don't like it, you can send it back with a full money-back guarantee until March 1st. And I know that not everyone does that. Who's going to go through the trouble of sending the pillow back? So you may not. But if you want to go through the trouble of sending the pillow back and you don't like it, if you're one of the people that doesn't like it, you don't like licorice, send it back for a full money-back guarantee. All right, so that's that. The way you get that offer is to go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Felger, F-E-L-G-E-R. If you still want that offer that got them an F, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Felger, F-E-L-G-E-R.
I remember sitting there in that old studio about a minute and a half in. I thought you were having a stroke.
No,
it's
no.
Still, it's one of my favorite things that's ever happened.
If that was the Jets press conference, Gutman would have followed me and said, I think we just saw a man in inner turmoil. that was before we knew Mike Lindell was an utter lunatic.
Right.
Or any
yeah,
of this.
Right.
So just, you know, that was like three, 4 years ago. That was before this MyPillow nut was even on the scene, you know, as we know him now. Like promoting the government overthrows and all of this.
Proof rather that you can hawk anything.
Oh, I'll tell you. No, that was, I did have him in my house. I did use him, but that was a straight shot there. I've told this story before. We used to put him in the guest rooms because, you know, we don't want to sleep on the effing things. So we put him in the guest rooms. Sarah's mother stayed over. She came down for breakfast one morning and said, are you trying to kill me with that pillow? What is that thing?
I remember that story.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.